The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Oman Aleph, on the bottom of the Omid, teaches us, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kolam Anik is a Shabbos, whoever makes an Onik Shabbos, Nois Loi Nachla B'li Mitzorim, is given a reward of a Nachla of inheritance without any borders. Shenema, the Pasuk, teaches us in Yeshayahu, Ostis anig al Hashem, v'kafticha abom se'oritz, v'chalticha nachlas Yaakov, kifi Hashem diber. Says the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, like Avram shekosaba, the nachla we get will not be like the nachla of Avram Avinu, shekosaba, k'sukum hesalchba la'oritz or l'rachva, go and inherit the land, which means specifically this one land. For like Yitzchak, nor like Yitzchak, Shekosabah Kilchol, Zarecha, Etenes, Kolorot, Israel, to you and your children will I give all of these lands. Elok Yaakov, rather, we will get a Nachla, like the Nachla that Yaakov Avinu received, Shekosabah, Faratztabai, Yoma, Vakedma, Vitzifoina, Vinegba. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, continues the Gemara, Nitzel Meshibet Golios, he will be saved from Shibet Golios. Ksiv Hocho, it says here, V'kafticha Bom Se'oretz, V'ksiv Hossam, and it says there, regarding the Golos V'atai Apom Esemei Sidrach, you will prevail over the Umeis Olam, not them over you. And continues the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Merav, whatever he asks for, he receives. Shenema v'saneg al Hashem v'yitein l'chom mishalos libecho. Oinig zeh in yidei mahu. We don't know what type of oinig is the pasuk referring to. Shoyim v'kuros l'shabbos oinig. When the Torah says v'kuros l'shabbos oinig, it means oinig Shabbos. And then, and we'll discuss this later, the Gemara goes into B'mama Angoy, how does one have, B'mama Angoy, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos? So our Gemara here has taught us the tremendous schar that one is zoyche to if he fulfills Oinig Shabbos. He gets the schar like Yaakov Avinu, Anachla B'li Mitzorim, as the Mefarshim, one pshat that they give is that Avram and Yitzchak earned their income in Eretz Yisrael. So he had the schus of Eretz Yisrael to help them. But Yaakov Avinu, we know, earned his schar outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it couldn't be the schus of Eretz Yisrael that prevailed. And what must have prevailed is the schus of Shabbos. V'yitem l'chom mishalos libecho. So Mefarshim explain, as we learned earlier on Shabbos, in the Gemara, Shlo yidburchesh haShabbos kidiburchesh haChol. During the week, we're allowed to speak about business. And not only during the week are we allowed to speak about business, which is, of course, also in Shabbos, but during the week, we could be mispalel and mevakish tchinois to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also on Shabbos. So one would think, these tfilois and these business deals, aren't they so required for my success? Teaches us the Gemara. Misaneg al Hashem. Somebody who is misaneg al Hashem. Somebody who fulfills the word of Hashem in making Shabbos a true day of rest. Not being busy with his business activities. Not even being mispalel for them. Not being mispalel, only the tefillos that Hashem, that the Chazal taught us to be mispalel, Hashem knows mishalos libecha. Hashem knows what we need, and therefore we're zoicha for that, and because of that, that all of our needs are very much fulfilled. But if we look in the Sfarim, and many Sfarim make this point, the Gemara uses a very interesting language. The Gemara says, Kol Ma'anik is a Shabbos, which is an interesting language. Shouldn't the Gemara have used the word kolama'anikas atzmai b'Shabbos, somebody who performs oinik Shabbos? But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says kolama'anig es ha-Shabbos, that he is ma'anig the Shabbos. What is the Gemara teaching us here? So all the Sfarim make a very interesting point. What they say is, and the way we'll explain it is the way the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef explains it. He says, with a marshal, there were once two individuals that lived in a country, but they both originated from different countries. And they were very close friends. And when one individual went home to his home country, he took along his friend to visit the country from where he came from. This friend was originally from that place was very happy to come back to his original hometown. But the friend who came along with him felt a little out of place. Then they took a different trip. And the other individual went back to his hometown, bringing along his friend. And again, they had the same experience. The friend who came from this place originally was very happy to come back home. But his colleague who came along with him was happy to be with his friend, but he felt like a stranger. But then they came back home to where they currently live. And when they came home to where they currently live, they were both happy. Says the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, every one of us is made up of a guf and a neshama. And when we enjoy gashmius in this world, the guf enjoys it, but the neshama doesn't enjoy it. And when we enjoy ruchnius in this world, the neshama enjoys it, but not the guf. What is the day? Where does the enjoyment, where is there an enjoyment that both the guf and the shama could participate? They're both participating. That is by Oynik Shabbos, which comes to teach us that Oynik Shabbos is not just eating and drinking. Because if that were the definition of Oynik Shabbos, then how could we say that the neshama enjoys it? There must be a special understanding of what does Oynik Shabbos mean. And perhaps the definition of what Oynik Shabbos means is very much based on a vart that I saw from the Shem Shmuel on this very Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara says, and the question is very obvious. Is there anybody who ever gets everything that he wants? That the Gemara here uses such a very powerful language, that kolam anik is a Shabbos, noisen loy mishalus libay. So the Shem Shmuel says that the pshat is that kolam anik is a Shabbos, somebody who truly is ma'anik mishabbos, somebody who truly comes to understand what Shabbos represents, noisen loy mishalus libay, he has a whole new understanding of life. His mishaloi sliboi, what he wants and what he needs in life, is a whole different set of values. Mishaloi sliboi change. Why? Because that's what Shabbos is all about. It's the combination of gashmius and ruchnius. And it's very much shown in the opinions of the Rishonim. The Torah in Hilchos Shabbos, at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in the beginning of Siman Resh Mem Beis, says, Omer Rabba, Hakamoidim, B'Shabbos B'inim Lochem, the Ksiv Kras L'Shabbos Oynik. And the Torah and the Targum Yonason, indeed, on the Pasuk of a Kras L'Shabbos Oynik says, V'Te'ero L'Shabbos Tafnukim. And the Pasuk, he says the same in the Pasuk, V'Shomer B'nei Yisrael L'Asas L'Shabbos L'Shabbos. The pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, and he says Lemevid Tafnuke Shabbos. So we see that he defines Oynik Shabbos in a gashmistic sense. Tafnuke Shabbos, foods, enjoyment of Shabbos. On the other hand, If we look in the Ever Ezra, he says, when we look at the pasuk of a kross l'shabbos einik, he says, shloi tasa b'malacha, Shabbos you're not allowed to work, v'tis anik ha-nefesh b'shmoya divrei Torah. Shabbos is observed by hearing divrei Torah. There's a special chiv, and we'll speak about this later. How does one fulfill the obligation of Shabbos? By learning Torah. So we have here a very big question. One, we have a machloikis, it seems. Is Oynik Shabbos fulfilled with Tafnuke Shabbos, with food and drink? Was Oynik Shabbos fulfilled with Talmud Torah? But it could be that really these two shittas aren't arguing. These two shittas are really explaining what Shabbos is about. The pasuk says, "Im toshim m'Shabbos raglecha v'karos l'Shabbos oneg oz tis aneg al Hashem." The pasuk says, "Karos l'Shabbos oneg," and then the pasuk says, "Oz tis aneg al Hashem." What is the pasuk teaching us? The pasuk is teaching us, yes, the karos l'Shabbos oneg. Yes, as the Torah just taught us on Shabbos, and as we're going to learn, the Gemara says it, and we're going to speak about this more. On Shabbos, we're supposed to have physical enjoyment. But it's not physical enjoyment for the sake of physical enjoyment. The physical enjoyment is for a tachlis. The tachlis of the physical enjoyment is oz tisanig el Hashem, to bring a simcha of Torah, a simcha of ruchnius. It's not just simcha for simcha's own sake. And in fact, many mefarshim, discuss the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. And they say that on Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha, and in Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha. And that's why the halacha is that one is allowed to fast on Shabbos if that's what brings him enjoyment. If one enjoys not eating, or one had a tanis chaloyim, we know what halacha is, if one had a tanis chaloyim, on Shabbos he's allowed to fast, on Yom Tov he's not allowed to. Why? Because Shabbos is not a day of simcha. But then the question is, if Shabbos is not the day of simcha, many questions come up. First of all, there's a question that comes up regarding HaTfilah. If we look in the Nusach HaTfilah that we say on Shabbos, we say, "Yismachu b'cha Yisrael mekatshei shemecha." We say that Shabbos is a day of simcha. But here we're saying that Shabbos is not a day of simcha. We're saying that Shabbos is a day of v'yismecha oivei shemecha. And in fact, that those that have a girsa that don't say v'yismecha oivei shemecha, they say v'yinucha bo oivei shemecha. But of course, that isn't the nusach that most people have. So how do we say v'yismechu b'cha if Shabbos is not a day of simcha? And the Steichemed has a very long discussion about the chiyuv simcha, or actually, as we're saying, that there is no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. And the answer is that the simcha of Shabbos is not the simcha that we're used to speaking about. Simcha of Shabbos and simcha of Yontif are different types of simcha. The simcha of Shabbos is a simcha of ruchnius, and all the gashmius that we have on Shabbos is only to achieve a ruchniistic simcha. And that's how he explains. There's a sefri. The sefri says in the pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, "Ubiyoyim simchaschem ubemayadechem." Biyoyim simchaschem, says the sefri, "Elu Shabbosos." And there's obviously a question. How can we call Yom Shabbos B'Yom Simchaschem if we understand now that there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos? There's only a Chiyuv Oynik. The answer is there is a Chiyuv Simcha, but it's a different type of Simcha. It's a Simcha of Simcha Torah, Simcha, a Ruchnis Digas Simcha. And since it's a ruchni stigas simcha, that's what's referred to when we say b'yoyin simchaschem. And that's why we understand the Gemara in this sugya that says kol hashoy mishabes kol chasoy afilo oyved avodah zarah ke'enish or kedar enish moichem loy shenema shoy mishabes mechaloy al tikri mechaloy el mocholoy. And all the mafarshim try to understand what is the connection between somebody who chas v'sholem did the greatest aveiris oyved avodah zarah ke'enish. And I saw that the mafarshim explain why ke'enish. Why does the Gemara specify enosh? So the Mepharshim say a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says in many places, particularly in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that the fact that the Oidei Avodah Zarah worship Avodah Zarah nowadays, it's only minig avaseim biyodeihem. They're following what they had in previous generations. That's what they're following. But we know, say the Mepharshim, that you can't say that about enosh. Enosh was the first person that ever worshipped Avodah Zarah. So we speak about Avodah Zarah, which is truly an improper Avodah Zarah. It's the Avodah Zarah of Enosh. Yet, says our Gemara, if somebody shayim Shabbos, moichlam loy. Why? The answer is, because what is the definition we're learning now of Shmir Shabbos? We're learning now that the definition of Shmir Shabbos is coming to a Madregin Ruchnis. Yes. If you come to that Madrega of Ruchnius, then the halacha is that indeed you can't, if you come to Madrega in Ruchnius, then that Madrega, you're Moichel, you're not Oyved Avodah Zarah, you're a Tzaddik. And we can answer with this another question. The halacha is that if Purim falls on Shabbos, we don't make the Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Why? Aim Arv Simcha B'Simcha. So the Mefarshim all ask, yes, on Yontif, there's a halacha that one is not allowed to get married on Yontif, even a Chol HaMoed, one may not get married, because the Gemara says, Aim Arv Simcha B'Simcha. There's a Simchas Yontif, and the Simchas Yontif should not be mixed with another Simcha, one getting married. But if we're learning that on Shabbos there is no Chiv Simcha, there's only a Chiv Oimid. So why can't we make the Sudas Purim on Shabbos? There should be no problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Perhaps the answer is that, yes, it isn't the same concept on Purim Shabbos as a wedding on Yontif. It's not the same Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but it's a different concept. On Shabbos, we're supposed to concentrate on the Oynig Shabbos that's supposed to bring us to an Oynig in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's supposed to bring us to an Oynig of Hashem, we can't mix that concentration and that Avodah that we have on Shabbos with the Avodah that we have on Purim, which is the Avodah of Simcha of Purim. And therefore, even though technically the Simcha of Shabbos is not the Simcha of Yontif, and therefore doesn't have the same rules and the same concept of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, but there is a point of Shabbos Simcha that it has, the Oynik Shabbos, that it required its own point. And we see this concept further in other Svarim that also speak about the Simcha of Shabbos. I saw that the Shloh says when somebody eats on Shabbos, he's not supposed to eat for his own personal enjoyment. He's supposed to eat for Kavod Shabbos. The Ksav Sofer says that if somebody eats on Shabbos, Arachil Lagasa, and his entire intention is only to have kavana for himself and not for mitzvahs oynig Shabbos. He says you could have eaten the most delicious Shabbos foods, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah oynig Shabbos. And therefore he says, he compares it to the famous Gemara in Masechta Nozir, Daf Chav Ches, that says Shneim Shetzolu Pescheim. There are two people that prepare the Korban Pesach. Echad Ochel L'Shem Mitzvah, Vechad Ochel L'Shem Achil Gasa. One ate it L'Shem Mitzvah, and one ate it just for Achil Gasa. Azed Nemar, and he says, the Gemara says, in this situation, does the Pasuk say, Tzadikim Yeuchabam, the Tzadik that ate it L'Shem Mitzvah, or Poshim Yekashlubam, the one that ate it L'Shem Achil Gasa. And if we look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Reish Nun, at the end of Sif Dalet, he says that anybody who's Moisif in Hotzor Shabbos, as the, it says so in Reish Mem Beis as well, that Kol HaMoisif by Hotzor Shabbos, Moisifim Lo Min HaShmayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him more. But he adds here a very interesting word, Ovat Shiskavin L'Kvod Shabbos Kodesh. If your kavana is only for your own enjoyment, then that's not where the pasuk says you could have or that mesifim loy. It's only mesifim loy if it's l'shem kavod Shabbos. And with this, perhaps we could understand a very. But on the other hand, we have an issue. We know that the halacha, as the Gemara here teaches us, is that on Shabbos, we are supposed to have an Einik Shabbos. And the Mefarshim indeed ask, if there's a rule that we have to be, that we're supposed to be Ma'anig as a Shabbos, so Mefarshim ask the question, how come we don't make a bracha on Einik Shabbos if it was saying that you're supposed to have an Einik Shabbos? So some suggest that when the candles are lit, L'Kavod Shabbos, that's the bracha for Einik Shabbos. Others suggest that when we make Kiddush, that's the bracha for Einik Shabbos. But perhaps according to the understanding that we're now learning, that the Einik Shabbos is not just an Einik Shabbos that you're enjoying yourself, that you're eating delicious foods, but the Einik Shabbos is supposed to bring us to V'saneg al Hashem. So who could be so certain that when he is having an Einik Shabbos, that when he's eating the cholent and the kugel, his kavan is really l'saneg el Hashem. It becomes a very difficult mitzvah to indeed be able to fulfill. And because it becomes such a difficult mitzvah to indeed be able to fulfill, that is why the halacha is that we don't make a bracha. Who could be sure that he's coming to the madrega of v'saneg al Hashem.